Newsom calls for special election to redraw California's congressional map. Washington, California Governor Gavin Newsom on August 14 called for a special election to approve a redrawn state congressional map amid a redistricting battle with Texas. "We're putting the maps on the ballot, and we're giving the power to the people," he said at an event in Los Angeles. "The vote will take place on November 4, he said. The Democratic governor also called for Democrat-run states to respond to the redistricting efforts in GOP-run states. "This is a departure from California's independent commission responsible for coming up with new congressional maps. The National Republican Congressional Committee, the House GOP's main campaign arm, accused Newsom of violating California's constitution. Newsom's made it clear, he'll shred California's constitution and trample over democracy, running a cynical, self-serving playbook where Californians are an afterthought and power is the only priority," Christian Martinez, a spokesperson for the group, said in a statement. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has accused Democrats of gerrymandering in the past and said his state can go further than California when it comes to redistricting. "Look at the map of Illinois. Look at the map of California, New York, and Massachusetts, and so many other blue states they gerrymandered a long time ago. They got nothing left with regard to what they can do," he said on CNN on August 11. "And know this, if California tries to gerrymander, find more districts, listen, Texas has the ability to eliminate 10 Democrats in our state." Other Texas Republicans echoed Abbott's sentiments. "Democrats have no problem whatsoever with states redrawing their congressional maps to maximize partisan political advantage. They're just furious that Republican states are starting to redraw their maps," Texas State Representative Brian Harrison told Fox News Digital. Texas State Representative Carl Tepper told PBS NewsHour, "These are maps that, frankly, are going to be representing our constituents and our voters better." The Texas State Senate passed, 19-2, a map with congressional lines redrawn. All but two Democrats walked out of the chamber in protest. "It must pass the state house before Abbott can sign it into law, but the House has been without a quorum since Democratic lawmakers bolted for Illinois on August 3. Abbott and House Speaker Dustin Burroughs have said the special session will adjourn Friday if Democrats are not back, but the governor has expressed his willingness to call another. The Texas Senate Democratic Caucus responded with a statement on August 12. "This mid-decade redistricting isn't about fair representation, it's about politicians picking their voters instead of voters choosing their leaders. And it doesn't stop here," the caucus said.